The first order of business at Wednesday's meeting of the New York Racing Association's reorganization board was to confirm a new chairman following the departure of Dr. David Skorton. Anthony Bonomo was officially sworn in as the new chair. He thanked Skorton for his service and said he wants to be an inclusive leader.
We all collectively have an obligation to work together to make our sport, New York racing, the best it can be.
Michael DelJudas was selected as vice chair. The meeting in New York City was the first since December. NYRA operates Saratoga Racecourse as well as Belmont and Aqueduct. In 2014, NYRA achieved a year-end profit, the first since the reorganization board began operating under state control in 2012. NYRA CEO Chris Kay.
In 2014, we made a commitment to operate on a break-even or better basis. We achieved that important goal by securing our first operating surplus in more than a decade, a profit of $1.6 million. As a direct result of numerous new revenue-enhancing and cost-cutting initiatives we implemented throughout the year.
But the first quarter of 2015 was not so profitable for the organization. Kay said the harsh winter led to the cancellation of 16 race days, with another 6 days impacted by the weather.
Severe winter weather conditions reduced the number of race days, which meant our handle numbers took a hard hit. Like the weather, Q1 was brutal to our horsemen and to us alike. But we took aggressive steps to offset these losses.
In the first quarter, NYRA suffered an operating loss of $11.2 million. Factoring in operating costs and video lottery terminal revenues, NYRA saw an overall dip of $180,000 for the quarter. The board also took a moment to recognize the service of Charles Waite, a Saratoga Springs resident who served on NYRA's board of directors for more than 30 years before abruptly resigning last weekend. Again, Anthony Bonomo.
I did send a letter to Charles thanking him for his years of service and also telling him that while he may have resigned, that doesn't mean we won't call on him from time to time to still offer us assistance up there, and he was very gracious.
Unavailable for comment, Waite did not give a reason for his resignation in his initial announcement, but has been critical of the language included in the state budget, extending the reprivatization deadline for NYRA into 2016. State Senator Kathy Marchione, a Republican from the 43rd District who represents Saratoga County, said she was concerned others could also leave the board if NYRA is not placed back in private hands. She said that she would consider legislation to privatize NYRA by its original deadline of October 2015. NYRA must submit a reprivatization plan.
And if the plan looks like it can go forward and could be privatized, I was advised at that point the legislation through the budget could be rescinded through the legislature and that the NYRA board could become private at that time.
Capital improvements at Saratoga for this year include a new irrigation system. Racing at Belmont Park opens April 29th. Improvements made to the venue for 2015 include more food vendors, improved Wi-Fi, and public transportation. NYRA also plans to make its signature race, the Belmont Stakes, into a multi-day event in June. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.